Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. All right, in a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray, like to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. Kat's going to kill me because, long story, just some behind the scenes stuff as we were started recording something and then, you know, we're like, oh shoot, we need to say this. So let's delete. And Kat's like, no, don't delete the whole thing. And I am someone that I just like to start all the way over.
You have like automatic reaction of like when something happens, you're just like, delete. And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, I know. We just deleted 7 minutes of talking, which is totally fine because I just like starting and flowing. I want to flow. That's me. I do this even at work too. I'll be doing commercials, yeah, which are pre-taped. Some, we used to do live commercials all the time, but now with different markets, like so many things are just recorded ahead of time and I'll get a stack of commercials and I'll start doing them. And then if I get stuck on one where I'm just like not getting it and not messing up, even though I have three on that track that are like solid and good to go, I can't even look at the track that has all the mess ups. So I just highlight the whole thing and delete and start over. So that way my producer gets like Ray or Kevin or Scuba Steve, they get like a clean track.
Well, that's very nice of you to do that.
Well, it's also probably completely pointless and they don't care and it's part of their job and I'm wasting my time, but I like,
you like a nice flow.
I like a flow and a clean track. So here we go. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. I'm Amy. That's Kat. And we always start the Tuesday episodes off with a quote, but today I'm going to actually read a listener email, which in The Fifth Thing, we share a lot of listener emails. And it's from Ashley, and she shared two quotes inside the email. So boom, a listener is providing our quotes for today. Here we go. Hey, Amy, thanks again for the opportunity to be on the Walk Thing Sunday Stroll listener Q&A. Several friends and family are now Four Things podcast listeners after hearing that episode. Smiley face. But now this is me interjecting here into Ashley's email. Yes, Ashley was one of the hosts on the Sunday bonus episodes, listener Q&A. I have put up 4 of those so far. And full transparency, I had every plan of having the month of April every Sunday with a bonus episode, but I had to change course and reschedule some of those sit downs with listeners, which I felt horrible about. But what do you always say, Kat?
Have the day you need to have.
Yeah. So kind of seems like for the month of April, I'm going to have the month I need to have. Mm-hmm. And I might be pausing the listener Q&As, not indefinitely, because I literally already had the listeners lined up. I just need to move them. And it's okay that there's going to be a few weeks where there's not a listener Q&A. And who knows, maybe I'll get one done soon and I'll just throw it up again. It's a bonus thing. I don't feel obligated to do it, but I have enjoyed them so much. Mm-hmm. And of course, I didn't want to let those listeners down. But this is just an example of examining your schedule, looking at the priorities, what needs to get done. Are you being stretched too thin? Are there other things that are now on the table that are causing you to have to pivot? And is it okay to move some stuff around? What can move? Mm-hmm. Have the day you need to have. Now, I wish I had that luxury when it came to other responsibilities that I have, but we don't. So that's not lost on me. I'm not implying that if you feel like you just need to lay in bed all day, okay, this isn't the permission slip to do that, but maybe there is a day where you could schedule that in.
Yeah. And I also think that me saying have the day you need to have a lot of times isn't just about like what you're doing. It's about like how you're feeling too. Because did I ever tell you where I even came up with that?
I don't know.
I don't think I've talked about it. So there, I don't know what was happening at this point in my life, but I was just like in like a funk. And I remember I went to this gym that I used to work out at, and the owner was really just amazing. And she would like wanted to get to know you, and she would talk to you, and it would just be like a nice, it was less about working out. Anyway, so I go, and then afterward she's talking to me and she's like, how are you? And I was like, I don't know how to answer that question. It was a Tuesday, because I remember her saying, well, just have a Tuesday. I think I like looked at her weird or laughed, or I don't know what I did, but she was like, do you know what I mean by that? And I was like, no. She was like, you don't need to have a good day. I'm not going to say have a good day. You don't need to like have a bad day. You just like have a Tuesday. Just let it be that. And like, that's what it's turned into to me. Like, have the day you need to have. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be bad. So maybe you woke up and you're in a funk and you don't really want to go to work. You don't have to be all peppy and turn it on and like be nice to everybody that you see. Like sometimes you're just going to be in a weird mood. I don't know if you can always do that because your job, you're literally, you have to have a personality, but maybe off the air, you just like have to like do it in spurts or something like that. So it's like, what do I do that day? Yes. And also, what are the expectations I'm placing on myself to feel that day? That gets to be whatever you need that day.
Oh, okay. I don't need to feel guilty about having to move things around, because that's a feeling, right? Of guilt?
Yeah, that's a feeling. But when you say like, I don't need to feel guilty, well, you can't help it if you do or not. But guilt.
Well, just so it's clear for everybody, I did feel guilty.
Well, but I'm not going to.
We talk at the same time. I'm not going to sit in it or let it
okay,
like affect me.
So that's the choice you're making, like how to use it. Mm-hmm.
Would loop it over and over of like, I'm so stupid. Why can't I get it together? And why can't I do all the things? But you know, our girl, Shauna Nyquist, who we both recently interviewed, we don't know. We don't have to have that narrative. We're not going to have the negative self-talk, and we don't have to fit in all the things every single day to keep up with every single thing that everybody else is doing or appears to be doing.
Yeah. Okay. You take a breath.
Yeah. Take a breath. Should I get back to Ashley?
Yeah.
Email?
Ashley, sorry.
Okay. She said, I heard two quotes that I wanted to share that you and Kat might be able to use on the fifth thing. They both really speak to me and seem like something that you and Kat might be able to tie into an episode. The first quote is, instead of spending your weekend escaping the life you have, consider spending your weekend building the life you want. And she attached Holman_home as the Instagram handle where she got that. And then the second quote came from Charlemagne the God's Instagram.
Who's big fans.
Our boy Charlemagne, he hosts a hip-hop show through iHeartRadio, and is on, I guess it's a syndicated show out of New York. And I met him years ago through our iHeart Festival in Vegas, and he really is one of the smartest people I've ever met. And here's a quote that Ashley shared. We don't get over or move on from our trauma. We are forced to make space for it. We carry it. We learn to live with it. And sometimes we thrive in spite of it. Takes a lot of work, though. Your trauma is not your fault, but healing is your responsibility. Mm. And then she said, So good, right? And then she said, finally, I hope you got the collage that I sent you. After our conversation, I decided to create something for you as a thank you. Some things in the piece represent some of the things you brought up in our conversation, your family, your kids, etc. My art is a way to practice a little self-care, and I have a creative outlet, and I mostly give them to people in my life. Hope you enjoy it. All the best, Ashley. Which, yes, Ashley, I got your piece of art, and that was very thoughtful, and I love that you have a self-care outlet that is creative and therapeutic for you. And then you also get to gift it to people, and it's a blessing in their life. And I thought your card that was attached to it was the sweetest note ever. And that's what I mean about these listener Q&As, is I'm connecting with listeners now on another level. Like, I got to know Ashley. Ooh, which fun fact, Kat, that I don't know if I shared with you yet, that three of those interviews were B-teamers, like hardcore Bobby Bone Show fans. They've been listening to Four Things on the regular. But one of the interviewers learned about my podcast from your podcast, You Need Therapy.
What up?
I know, isn't that cool?
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, hey. Yes, thank you. So I want to go back to the, instead of spending your weekend escaping the life you have, consider spending your weekend building the life you want. And all I want to do right now is build a weekend full of watching Real Housewives.
That's the life you want.
It's the life I want.
I was going to say, what is the life you want?
That. I don't want a Real Housewives life, yeah. But I want to watch it.
Do nothing.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I don't know when that weekend is coming, but I'm going to try to create it.
Do you feel like you live for the weekends?
No, I feel like it depends on how the week has been. If I approach it that way, yeah. It depends how busy I am, which Kat and I, it's kind of gotten to be an inside joke, because one of Kat's biggest pet peeves is for people to talk about how busy they are. And I don't think I ever do that intentionally by any means. It's just sometimes I start rattling off.
Okay. I need to clarify this though.
What?
I am annoyed by people who brag about how busy they are. When you tell me, now it's just like, I feel like you just do it.
I'm totally doing it as a joke.
But when you tell me what you're doing, it's not like you're like, I'm so, now you do, but it's not like you're like, I'm so cool with all this stuff. You're like, this is my day. And that doesn't bother me. It bothers me when people are like, I'm so busy. I just like don't have time for anything else. I worked for like 15 hours. And I'm just like, that, can we not glorify that? But now my pet peeve has worked in the opposite way, because it's all you do now.
Yeah, I love sending Kat voice memos, and I'll be like, okay, call me back, but I don't know if I'm able to answer because I'm very, very busy. Like, you don't even want to know the kind of day that I have. It's just beyond bonkers. Like, wall-to-wall stuff. My calendar is jam-packed. Like, I'm just so busy. So anyway, I go on and on and on. But back to the quote, instead of spending your weekend escaping the life you have, consider spending your weekend building the life you want. How does that sit with you, Kat?
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach floral printed leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag, Le Creuset shallot Dutch oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll, on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. So don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. They're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. So make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Well, I don't feel like I've, in the last probably, I don't know how many years, but recently ever felt like I'm like living for the weekends. I love the weekends, but I like my weeks too, because I enjoy what I'm doing and I've created a routine for myself that I enjoy. But I know there's been times where that wasn't true. And it was like, oh, I can't wait until I get to the weekend so I can enjoy my life and live it. And that isn't a way to live, I don't think.
What about, oh, I can't wait to get to the weekend where I have to see no one. I love that.
That's where you are. So the life you want is a life of solitude.
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, and that's okay. That's okay. But yeah, I think it's the weekends versus the weekdays. It's always like a weird debate of like, do we use that time to rest from what we're doing during the week? Do we use that time to go out and explore and do things we can't do during the week? How do we integrate them so we're like living the same kind of life Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? So I think that's what that quote is speaking to.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I'm going to probably sit with that one a little bit more just to see where it takes me.
How do you think your life would be better if you were able to have a weekend where literally you didn't get off the couch and you just watched Real Housewives for 48 hours?
I mean, I think that seems appealing to me, but I think if I was actually in it, it wouldn't be that satisfying.
What?
I don't think so. Like if I actually did it, like I would be like, because let's see, I went away for my birthday weekend and I kind of had really high expectations for that alone time, like really high. And honestly, there were times where I was like, okay, kind of over this, which is weird because I was looking forward to it. Yeah. And all in all, I wouldn't redo it. Like it was needed and yeah. I'm glad I did it, but it wasn't all I had it cracked up to be.
Well, because you're looking forward to rest. You're looking forward to being able to like breathe. You're looking forward to like not having a million things on your calendar maybe, or not having all these responsibilities. So how do you create more of that in your everyday life?
Yeah. And
you're not really looking to be alone all the time.
No.
Because I think you did text me. You're like, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah. Because I mean, I had certain exercises for my therapist, like stuff I was going to do, conversations I was going to have with certain people that are, you know, help me think through things. And so, and I did all that. And then I was like, okay, now what? I do have another listener email though, from Sierra in California. She said, hey, I heard your Fifth Thing episode a few weeks ago that you're now enjoying sour cream again after eating disorder recovery. So happy for you. I have a random recommendation though. This sour cream is so delicious. Not sure if you've tried it, but it's Mexicana Crema. It's thinner and runnier, but it's delicious on anything. Tacos, quesadillas, chips and salsa mixed into a taco bowl, Chipotle style. Anyways, just wanted to share my fave in case you haven't tried it. I hope this photo works. Take care. And then she attached a picture. So thank you, Sierra, for sending that. And yeah, I was Googling like different types of Mexican crema. So I wanted to share this email because I'm going to be buying this. Like I'm adding this to my refrigerator because I love anything like this. I love sour cream. I love white condiments. I love ranch. I love mayonnaise. I like that white condiments. Yeah. Quote me on that. Like what's your favorite condiment?
Ketchup.
Oh yeah, me too.
But I don't like, and I don't think I don't like white condiments.
Have you ever mixed ketchup and mayo?
I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
I know. It is really upsetting. I don't like mayonnaise because I really want to like chicken salad.
Well, I mean, can you eat chicken salad and just not think about how there's mayonnaise in there or
no,
do you taste it?
It's all, that's like what it is.
No, it's chicken and maybe celery and maybe grapes and nuts or depending.
Binded together with mayonnaise.
True. But I mean, I just didn't know if you told your mind that, oh, this is just chicken mixed up. Change the narrative. Reframe it.
I actually have made it instead of mayonnaise. I've made it with avocado instead because you just need something, but it's not the same. So, you know, I think I just am going to give that up.
Let me tell you what I'm obsessed with lately to put on my toast. So, you know, I love toast. Yeah. I have toast every single day. I go through Ezekiel bread around here. Like
I had toast this morning.
Yeah. It's so good. But okay. Well, let me tell you, because somehow I came across this carrot cake, almond, and walnut butter. I think as I was Googling walnut butters because I read walnuts are good for your brain.
Walnut butter?
Yeah.
Also, is walnut butter and peanut butter and almond butter, is that a condiment?
Well, now we're talking about toast.
Oh, we've moved on. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
We're
not talking about toast.
Food.
This is our toast segment. Go on.
Yes. And I was trying to find ways to put walnuts in my body for my brain. And I don't want to eat a walnut.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I love a walnut.
No, I don't want to eat a walnut. Okay. I don't want to eat a pecan.
Oh.
Maybe it's because in my recovery, I'm like, I know in my eating disorder, I made myself do things like that. And now I'm like, I'm over
not
it.
Not for it. Yeah.
I'm just, so I want to eat it in a nut butter. So when I'm Googling, I come across this carrot cake one from Big Spoon, I guess is the brand. And I order it thinking that I'm being all, you know, trendy and weird. Mm-hmm. And now I see it at stores everywhere. So I guess it's not that.
Like at Publix.
Yeah. But I'm sure it is. It could be a smaller company. Like literally I just Googled it just now and Publix popped up and like Whole Foods. So and I got it on Amazon. But shout out to these Big Spoon roasters because this carrot cake concoction.
Is it good?
It is so good. Let me tell you, you toast your toast. You toast your toast. You get your bread and you toast it. And then you spread the carrot cake, almond, walnut butter on there. And then you sprinkle some sea salt. Oh, if you're feeling a little crazy, you kind of maybe mix in a little bit of butter when it's hot. Oh, yeah. So it's like melted. It is chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the kids say?
Yeah, it is. But carrot cake's my favorite cake.
Well, this doesn't taste exactly like carrot cake. I'm not going to lie. Okay. But it just has the flavors. But I wouldn't want you to eat this thinking, oh, carrot cake.
Okay.
You need to eat the real thing for carrot cake. But you came in and you had one of those almond biscuit thingies. And it's so weird that you walked in with one today because I literally had one for the first time in my life yesterday. Scuba Steve, the EP for the Bobby Bone Show. I was starving and he's like, here, I have an extra snack. And he gave me that and it was so good.
So good. I get them from Costco and I eat one every day. What was it? Nature Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Like almond butter biscuit something. So freaking good.
Yeah, I just Googled it so that we can get it right. And it is Nature Valley biscuits. And they have different flavors, but the almond butter one, so good. And I've been debating if I should become a Costco member.
Oh, yeah, you should.
So could we go to Costco together?
Actually, you don't need to become a member because I'm a member and my parents got me a Costco membership for Christmas as part of my Christmas. And I went to go sign up and the guy said, you know, you get a second membership with this. Is there somebody you want to add to your card? And it was just a little bit of a sad moment because I was like, I don't have anybody to add, but you could be my second person.
Oh.
So you don't even need a membership. You just have to go with me and I'll put you on my account.
Okay. Well, I'm in. Okay. You do have a boyfriend now, so are you sure you don't want to add him?
I think that might be a little bit moving too fast to already put him on my Costco membership.
I don't know. I feel as though things are moving really fast. He had a puzzle made for you.
He did. And I will say he got me a gift because as a thank you for me getting him a gift, which I thought was very funny. So now do I get him a gift for saying thank you for saying thank you?
Well, yeah, because then you'll get another gift.
So we just
back.
Keep this going. But he got me a custom Britney Spears puzzle.
That's legit.
And this sounds dramatic, but I think it's like my favorite gift from a boyfriend.
Well, because I'm about to say, well, I gave you a puzzle.
No, from a boyfriend.
Okay.
Trust me.
My puzzle is better than Britney.
You've gotten me some good gifts. Yes.
But I will say that took some thought and he knows how much you love Britney.
Yes.
Or maybe he doesn't. I mean, that means he's paying attention because it's not like y'all haven't been together that long.
I know. And I don't remember really talking about Britney Spears that much to him.
Yeah. So that means he's like figuring you out.
He does listen very well. He doesn't talk as much as me. He listens very well.
You know what? I did get a nice email about your laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what did they say?
It's from Carrie, K-A-R-R-I. And she said, I love the Fifth Thing podcast. The dynamic between you and Kat is refreshing. Kat's laugh is so infectious. Keep up the amazing work, ladies.
Do you remember when I texted you and I was like, oh, I'm listening to the episode and my laugh is so annoying? Well, do you remember? And you were like, I don't think so.
I don't think your laugh is annoying at all.
I was talking to my boyfriend a couple of weeks ago and I think we were talking about like our first date or something. He was like, one of the first things I noticed about you that I really liked is the way you laugh. And he was like, you just like open your mouth and you basically scream and you kick your head back. And he was like, I just noticed that. And I was like, oh my God, you pay attention to all these things. I don't remember anything that you did our first date.
I remember something from your first date with him. In fact, I didn't know if you were going to go out with him again, but
here we are.
Here we are. Okay, well, wherever you are today, whatever day of the week it is, have the day you need to have. And keep that saying in your back pocket because you never know when you might need to bust it out. And also remember, you're allowed to change your mind and you're allowed to do what is best for you. And as long as it's done in a kind way and with the right intentions, all will go well. And Kat, I know we both learned so much from that Shauna interview that we did. And if y'all haven't listened to my interview with Shauna Nyquist last Thursday, I surprised my sister with Shauna on the interview. I came up with this whole lie where I said I was going to be on the Shauna's PR team. And so go back and listen to that episode because it really was special. And my sister had the sweetest story ever to share with Shauna about, you know, the time when my mom was battling cancer and then when she died and how this gift basket just showed up. It was all very weird. And it's still a mystery, not solved. Because Shauna was like, Christy, that was not me. Which, I mean, obviously we knew it wasn't her, but she's like, that's definitely my handwriting.
That was, okay, so I listened to it. I texted Amy when I was listening to it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm crying listening to this. So I highly recommend it. It was very good. But that is one of the weirdest things.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's very bizarre. And then speaking of my sister, she's going to be my guest this coming Thursday for all four things. Actually, my sister will be the first three things. And then her husband, Ben, will be the fourth thing because they are the new co-stars of HGTV's new show on Sunday nights called Building Roots. It's officially out. So this last Sunday was the first episode. So my sister and Ben are going to come on to just talk about the whole process, what it was like. But I mean, my sister and I, we're talking about other things too. It's not just the show. I like to say when I talk to my sister, I get nuggets of wisdom. And that is what she brings to the table for the first three things. And then her husband too, he has nuggets as well. That sounds weird.
So weird.
Especially since he's a guy. Okay, well, we're going to go. But Kat, why don't you share your Instagram and where people can find you?
At kat.defatta on Instagram. And Defatta is D-E-F-A-T-T-A. And then if you want, you can follow You Need Therapy Podcast on Instagram at You Need Therapy Podcast.
All right, so that's where you can find Kat. I'm at Radio Amy. And we appreciate you listening. Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right. So that. Okay. Okay. I keep talking like that. Okay. So that's where you can find Kat. And on Instagram, I am at Radio Amy. And also, there's more info at radioamy.com. And yeah, looks like that's our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We need to work on that. Okay, bye. Thanks.
You changed the way that you said it.
I don't know the inflection. Thank you. What is the inflection?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought it was thank you. Is that what I just did?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Awesomer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.